Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Pastor Brian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian. I've been an ordained pastor for 11 years. In all those years and before, I found prayer by myself hard. But when I prayed with others, not only did I learn to pray, but I found prayer replenishing and a gift. We hope to be that person and community who can pray with you. So come on in. I look forward to praying with you. We will begin with a prayer from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and proclaim to all people the good news of His salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of His marvelous works, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our psalm this week is from Psalm 62, verses 5 through 12, and will be read by Reverend Ryan Kiblinger. We will begin our psalm with a refrain. I'll sing it through twice the first time. Let's sing the scripture together.
He alone is my rock. He alone is my rock. Oh, He alone is my rock and my salvation. He alone is my rock. He alone is my rock. Oh, He alone is my rock and my salvation.
For God alone my soul waits in silence. For my hope is from God, who alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in God at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before God, who is a refuge for us.
He alone is my rock.
State are but a breath, those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up, they are together lighter than a breath. Put no confidence in extortion, set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, power belongs to God, and to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love, for you repay all according to their work.
He alone is my rock. He alone is my rock. Oh, He alone is my rock and my salvation.
Feel free to pause and read a scripture for today from the Daily Common Lectionary, which I'll put a link to in the show notes. Then skip ahead to the next chapter in our podcast, Our Prayers. Or linger and hear a scripture from our special guest, Kristen Morse. The scriptures for this coming Sunday and from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20, New International Version.
After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee. He preached God's good news. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news. One day, Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee. There he saw Simon and his brother Andrew. They were throwing a net into the lake. They were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said. I will make you fishers of people. At once they left their nets and followed him. Then Jesus walked a little farther. As he did, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat preparing their nets. Right away, he called out to them. They left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men. Then they followed Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Now we will go into a time of led prayer. After a topic is named, and time is allowed for prayer of the topic, I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and then you'll respond, hear our prayer. If anyone needs more time to pray, just pause, no problem at all. Then unpause when you are ready and start right back up. Let us pray. Messiah and King, Jesus of Nazareth, you search the lands for disciples ready to answer your call. We praise your power and love, which is always searching for us. Therefore, we come praying, thanking you for the ways you blessed us today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for pardon of our sins. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those organizing and distributing vaccines for the COVID-19 global pandemic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For peace and healing before, during, and after the American presidential inauguration. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For mentally depleted medical staff. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For persecuted Christians around the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We are thankful you sought us and made us yours through your life, death, and resurrection. We will follow you. Searching for disciples. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you to our guest scripture readers, Reverend Ryan Kiblinger and Kristen Morris. Reverend Kiblinger is an ordained pastor serving United Protestant Church of Grays Lake while he is earning a PhD at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. Ryan is a kind friend and wonderful theologian. He has designed a free John Wesley Catechism, and you can follow him on Twitter. I will place all his information in the show notes. Kristen is one of our fantastic Gary Youth students. I've had the privilege of being her Sunday school teacher, Blast Camp counselor, and pastor. Kristen continues to grow in Christ in amazing ways, and I can't wait to have her in confirmation next year. Her joy and smile are infectious, and it truly came through in our gospel reading. Thank you, Kristen and Ryan. And now receive this blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Blessings until we are together soon. I look forward to praying with you.